Here's a blunt, inconvenient truth. Your attitude towards the difficult people in your life can either maintain your sense of God's peace or rob you of it. No, your peace isn't contingent on their behavior. Rather, it depends on how you choose to respond. Blunt, yes, but absolutely true. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. That may or may not be what you want to hear. It's so easy to point the finger at those peace robbers out there, those difficult people whose appalling behavior, yet again, has completely disrupted your sense of peace and well-being. And sure, they should have behaved better. They shouldn't have done what they did to rob you of your peace. But the deed's done. You can't wind it back. Yesterday, we saw the first part of God's solution to all this. It harks back to what I spoke about just a minute ago, your attitude toward them, and mine too, for that matter. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13. God's chosen you and made you His holy people. He loves you, so your new life should be like this. Show mercy to others. Be kind, humble, gentle, and patient. Don't be angry with each other, but forgive each other. If you feel someone's wronged you, forgive them. Forgive others because the Lord forgave you. Instead of being offended, your attitude of mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, forgiveness restores your peace. But there's something even more important, something that underpins all those things, something that makes them possible in the first place. Colossians chapter 3, verse 14. Together with these things, the most important part of your new life is to love each other. Love is what holds everything together in perfect unity. Friend, that's God's word, fresh for you today. No matter how difficult some of your relationships might be, you can invite God into the middle of them. Because the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.